give me the high sign.
I find so.
Okay. All right, good afternoon. I'll call us to order as we go through our canvas for Story County, not Ames. We, the undersigned members of the Board of Supervisors and ex officio County Board of Canvassers for this county, do hereby certify the following to be a true and correct abstract of the votes cast in this county at the 2013 Story County City election held on the 5th day of November 2013, as shown by the tally list returned from the several election precincts. First, Mayor of Cambridge, Scott DeYoung, received 32 votes. Write-in, Dana Acola, received 4 votes. Candidate total, 36 votes. Scattering of 1 vote for a grand total of 37 votes. We therefore declare Scott DeYoung duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Cambridge, for the term of 4 years. Council Member at Large, City of Cambridge, Stephen Kovorek, received 33 votes. Daniel P. Mortensen, received 31 votes. David Tom, received 28 votes. Candidate total of 92 votes. There was a scattering of 15 votes for a grand total of 107 votes. We therefore declare Stephen Kovorek duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Cambridge, for the term of 4 years. Daniel P. Mortensen, duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Cambridge, for the term of 4 years. David Tom, duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Cambridge, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Collins, Brett Comegys, received 99 votes. Candidate total, 99 votes. There was a scattering of 4 votes for a grand total of 103 votes. We therefore declare Brett Comegys duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Collins, for the term of 2 years. Council Member at Large, City of Collins, John Armentrout, received 41 votes. Jerry Courtner received 71 votes. Donnell Kennedy received 47 votes. Otis L. Parnum received 14 votes. Winston Rattan received 43 votes. Gregory Schulter received 62 votes. Neil Keith Stratton received 69 votes, for a candidate total of 347 votes. There was a scattering of 1 vote for a grand total of 348 votes. We therefore declare Jerry Courtner duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Collins, for the term of 4 years. Gregory Schulter duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Collins, for the term of 4 years. Neil Keith Stratton duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Collins, for the term of 4 years. Council Member at Large, City of Colo, Paul R. Conrad, received 36 votes. Larry Willard Millison received 33 votes. Diane Nichols received 32 votes. Candidate total, 101 votes. Scattering of 10 votes for a grand total of 111 votes. We therefore declare Paul R. Conrad duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Colo, for the term of 4 years. Larry Willard Millison duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Colo, for the term of 4 years. Diane Nichols duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Colo, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Gilbert, Jonathan C. Pop received 81 votes. Write-in Lynn Hinn received 7 votes. Candidate total, 88 votes. There was a scattering of 3 votes, total of 91 votes. We therefore declare Jonathan C. Pop duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Gilbert, for the term of 2 years. Council Member at Large, City of Gilbert, Terry Harriman Gallahan received 53 votes. Katie Jerkins received 78 votes. Write-in Nathan Pullen received 42 votes. Candidate total, 173 votes. Scattering of 8 votes. Total of 181 votes. We therefore declare Terry Harriman Gallahan duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Gilbert, for the term of 4 years. Katie Jenkins, duly elected for the office of council member at large. Katie Jurgens, duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Gilbert, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Huxley, Craig D. Henry, received 190 votes. Candidate total, 190 votes. Scattering of 28 votes for a total of 218 votes. We therefore declare Craig D. Henry duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Huxley, for the term of 2 years. Council Member at Large, City of Huxley, Kevin Deaton, received 133 votes. Craig Hemmen received 164 votes. David Kuhn received 161 votes. Marge Nernis received 62 votes. Scott Wilson received 123 votes. Candidate total, 643 votes. Scattering of 9 votes for a grand total of 652 votes. We therefore declare Kevin Deaton duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Huxley, for the term of 4 years. Craig Hemmen, duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Huxley, for the term of 4 years. David Kuhn, duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Huxley, for the term of 4 years. For Kelly.
For Kelly, we had the all write-in ballot. We did have one clear winner, which is Jane Walter. And then we had a three-way tie, so we are going to draw lots. That will determine the second council member elected today. What we're also going to do is draw lots, since we still have a two-way tie after that. If either candidate declines the office, we are allowed to go to the second highest vote getter. So we're going to draw lots again to see what order we will place the two remaining people if we have to go to one or two of the second highest vote getters.
So may I go ahead and read our vote totals, and then before we get to the declare, then we can go ahead and draw lots. Okay, so Brenda Dattar received 4 votes. Ken Kling received 4 votes. Michael Morgan received 3 votes. Tim Slazik?
Falasek, I think.
Falasek received 4 votes. Jane Walter received 7 votes. Candidate total of 22 votes. There was a scattering of 23 votes for a total of 45 votes. We therefore declare Jane Walter duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Kelly, for the term of 4 years. And now drawing. Brenda Dattar. Tim Salazak. So do we declare?
You're going to declare Brenda Dattar then.
We therefore declare Brenda Dattar duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Kelly, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Maxwell, Marcus Fricke received 13 votes. Steve Gass received 18 votes. Susie Livesay received 5 votes. Randy Pritchard received 7 votes. Candidate total of 43 votes. There was a scattering of 33 votes for a grand total of 76 votes. We therefore declare Steve Gast duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Maxwell, for the term of 2 years. Council Member at Large, City of Maxwell, Michael Gustafson received 47 votes. Connie L. Smith received 24 votes. Write-in, Megan DeHaven received 46 votes. Candidate total, 117 votes. Scattering of 34 votes for a grand total of 151 votes. We therefore declare Megan DeHaven duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Maxwell, for the term of 4 years, and Michael Gustafson duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Maxwell, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of McCallsburg, Wallace W. Loney. received 44 votes. Candidate total, 44 votes. There was a scattering of one vote for a total of 45 votes. We therefore declare Wallace W. Loney duly elected for the office of mayor, City of McCallsburg, for the term of 2 years. Council member at large, City of McCallsburg, Scott T. Anderson received 43 votes. Kevin E. Lull received 34 votes. William Little received 39 votes. Candidate total, 116 votes. Scattering of two votes. Total of 118 votes. We therefore declare Scott T. Anderson duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of McCallsburg, for the term of 4 years. Kevin E. Lull duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of McCallsburg, for the term of 4 years. William Lytle elected for the office of council member at large, City of McCallsburg, for the term of 4 years. Council member at large, City of Nevada, Brian Hansen received 360 votes. Candidate total, 360 votes. There was a scattering of 8 votes for a total of 368 votes. We therefore declare Brian Hansen duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Nevada, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Nevada, Rhonda Lee Applegate received 40 votes. Lynn Lathrop received 258 votes. Andrew W. Murphy received 117 votes. Candidate total of 415 votes. There was a scattering of 4 votes for a grand total of 419 votes. We therefore declare Lynn Lathrop duly elected for the office of mayor, City of Nevada, for the term of 4 years. Council member, Ward 2, City of Nevada, Andrew Kelly received 71 votes. Candidate total, 71 votes. Scattering of 4 votes. Total, 75 votes. We therefore declare Andrew Kelly duly elected for the office of council member, Ward 2, City of Nevada, for the term of 4 years. Councilmember Ward 4, City of Nevada, Matthew Hovar received 47 votes. Ray Schwichtenberg received 71 votes. Candidate total, 118 votes. A scattering of 0 votes for a grand total of 118 votes. We therefore declare Ray Schwichtenberg duly elected for the office of Councilmember Ward 4, City of Nevada, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Roland, Jerry Balmer received 3 votes. Dwayne Canny received 3 votes. Dave Donahue received 5 votes. Roger Fritz received 11 votes. Vicky Fritz received 3 votes. Nicholas Sykes received 4 votes. Jerry Spencer received 4 votes. Candidate total, 33 votes. There was a scattering of 17 votes. Total of 50 votes. We therefore declare Roger Fritz duly elected for the office of mayor, City of Roland, for the term of 2 years. Council member at large, City of Roland, Jerry Balmer received 66 votes. Andrew H. Webb received 68 votes. Candidate total, 134 votes. Scattering of 9 votes for a grand total of 143 votes. We therefore declare Jerry Balmer duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Roland, for the term of 4 years, and Andrew H. Webb duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Roland, for the term of 4 years. Council member at large to fill vacancy, City of Roland, Brian Hill received 61 votes. Candidate total, 61 votes. Scattering of 8 votes. Total of 69 votes. We therefore declare Brian Hill duly elected for the office of council member at large to fill a vacancy, City of Roland, for the term of 2 years. Mayor, City of Slater, Gary Halverson received 207 votes. Howard Hammond received 196 votes. Candidate total, 403 votes. A scattering of 1 vote. Total, 404 votes. We therefore declare Gary Halverson duly elected for the office of mayor, City of Slater, for the term of 2 years. Council member at large, City of Slater, Sean Birdsall received 194 votes. Susan Erickson received 223 votes. Ken May received 301 votes. Ann Sobich Munson received 245 votes. Charles Whiting received 190 votes. Candidate total, 1,153 votes, a scattering of 2 votes, for a grand total of 1,155 votes. We therefore declare Susan Erickson duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Slater, for the term of 4 years. Ken May duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Slater, for the term of 4 years. Ann Sobich Munson duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Slater, for the term of 4 years. Council Member at Large, City of Story City, David Sporletter received 107 votes. Matt Triggs received 97 votes. Candidate total, 204 votes with a scattering of 20 votes for a grand total of 224 votes. We therefore declare David Sporletter duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Story City, for the term of 4 years, and Matt Triggs duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Story City, for the term of 4 years. Mayor of City of Story City, Michael Jensen, received 124 votes. Candidate total, 124 votes, with a scattering of 3 votes for a grand total of 127 votes. We therefore declare Michael Jensen duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Story City, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Zeering, Jim Chance Jr. received 78 votes. Gerald L. Morrell Sr. received 40 votes. Candidate total, 118 votes. There was a scattering of 2 votes for a grand total of 120 votes. We therefore declare Jim Chance Jr. duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Zeering, for the term of 2 years. Council Member at Large, City of Zeering, Randall Dreckman received 43 votes. Rick L. Good received 64 votes. Martin Herr received 60 votes. Gerald L. Morrell Jr. received 24 votes. Orville Nordstrom received 33 votes. Rodney Sargent received 27 votes. Dave Tisdale received 102 votes. Candidate total, 353 votes, a scattering of 1 vote, for a grand total of 354 votes. We therefore declare Rick L. Good duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Zeering, for the term of 4 years. Martin Herr duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Zeering, for the term of 4 years. And Dave Tisdale duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Zeering, for the term of 4 years. In testimony whereof, we have hereunto set our hands and caused to be affixed the seal of this county by the clerk of the Board of Supervisors, done at Nevada, the county seat of Story County, this 12th day of November 2013.
Okay. In this election, there was one provisional ballot cast, and it was rejected because the voter was not eligible to vote at that precinct.
Thank you very much.
Just a note that any candidate requesting a recount, the deadline is 5 p.m. this Friday, November 15th. That would be in the auditor's office. That's governed by Iowa Code 50.48. Any candidate requesting to contest the election would file that in the office of the appropriate city clerk. That is also Friday, November 15th at 5 p.m. That's governed by Iowa Code 57.1. I also have with me today our newest member of the auditor's office, Chris Andringa. He's working on elections, and we're very happy to have him here with us.
Welcome aboard, Chris. Glad to have you.
Okay. No other action, I would move to declare the canvas complete and certify the results of the election to the City of Cambridge, City of Collins, City of Colo, City of Gilbert, City of Huxley, City of Kelly, City of Maxwell, City of McCallsburg, City of Nevada, City of Roland, City of Slater, City of Story City, and the City of Zeering.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion. Clinton.
Aye.
Toot.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Therefore, our canvass is complete. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We stand adjourned.